Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Girly Homesteader Podcast. Today I am just so excited for this episode because it's kind of like a collaboration between like some of us in this girly homesteader community. Today I'm going to be sharing my big like pie in the sky homestead dreams, but then I also have dreams from five other people, and I'm going to be reading those word for word from what they sent in to me. I haven't read these in advance, so who knows, maybe some will get emotional. I don't know, but I am just so excited for this episode, especially coming out at this time of year, because it's March. Most of the United States, at least, is starting to green up, become a more spring-like place full of growth. And I'm hoping that this is just a lot of awesome inspiration for you. So stay tuned for some big homestead dreams. Hello and welcome to season 3 of the Girly Homesteader Podcast, the show that's definitely not your typical homesteading podcast. I'm your host, Laura, a girly homesteader living in Xenia, Ohio, with my husband, chickens, bees, and garden. On this weekly show, we'll cover the typical stuff, like gardening and chicken lady life, but we also go beyond the farm and talk about things like goal setting, makeup, planners, skincare, and staying in tune with nature's seasons. I've considered myself a homesteader for the past 3 years now, and in 2024, I'm hoping to hone the skills I've learned and continue to share those experiences with you. So, welcome to this girlier side of homesteading, where we can grow and flourish together. All right, so first of all, I just want to say that I am reading these in order of when I got them. So I'm not like playing favorites or anything. This is just the order I got them in. So first of all, I have China Vidal. She is from Little V Farm on Instagram, and she sent me her homestead dreams. So I'm just gonna, again, read them in her voice. So China says, I think for me to even begin to consider my 5-year plan, I must look at what we've been able to do in the first year. If you would have asked me when we first started, what's your 5-year homestead plan? I would have said a handful of chickens the first year, maybe a second type of bird after, pigs 3 to 4 years in, and hopefully a greenhouse at some point. However, now that we're about 15 months into this journey, we have upwards of 50 hens, 40 meat chickens, we butchered ourselves, a 32-foot greenhouse we built from scratch, dozens of quail, 4 rabbits, and 2 cooney-cooney pigs named Gale and Dewey. So, as I dive into the next 5, don't mind me while I dream big. Oh, I love this. Okay. For this year, I want to master something. My soul is pulled into the kitchen, but my determination is saying it's in the greenhouse. Although I'm not sure which way I'll go, I do plan to put that little bit of extra energy into 1 or 2 of the 48 hobbies I'm currently balancing. Something that I know that will be a multi-year project is our permaculture food garden we started last summer. We ran the pigs over a 25 by 50 foot space to till the land, and then before winter, we covered it with compost, leaves, and straw from the coop. We just got our weed fabric in and will cover the ground fully this week. We have started building 4 by 8 foot beds, and eventually we'll have 20 to 25 beds covering multiple paddocks of pasture. Now it's just the two of us on our 12-acre child-free homestead, so I'm sure you're thinking, okay, but what will you grow and what will you do with all of that? Well, honestly, we haven't decided. I have dreams of creating a space for people to come and shop from our garden, pick their own fruits and veggies, a place for young girls who want to learn self-sufficiency to get their hands dirty, somewhere that people feel safe to ask questions and feel included. We also have thought about allowing others to use our permaculture garden to grow things they can't from an apartment or the suburbs. Can we talk animals? So currently we have our 2 cooney-coonies, Gale and Dewey, and 12 hens with 2 roosters securing the coops. We plan to butcher and breed our coonies, either butcher one and replace to breed, or breed then grow out to butcher. We also never stop talking about sheep. I would say we are done with adding anything besides fowl for 2024. Please remind me of this when I tell you we got a goat or something. We did just order 4 turkeys that will be ready in July, so I'm hoping that will hold us over. With the garden plans and some livestock death this year, I don't see it being a big animal year. Except more chickens. That doesn't count. We have a list of animals that are okay and a list of animals that aren't. In our house, there's no, my husband said no more animals. It's more like we fully support each other every time the idea of adding animals is mentioned. And so we found it safer to at least agree on a list of approved animals. So if the opportunity hits to get a mini Jersey, well, we can take it. The no list is short. Goats. No goats. We have one neighbor and it's a thing. So the idea of having goats get out ever would be a nightmare. Goats are a hard no. Guineas are the only other, but replace getting out with noise. That's about it. A few of the approved are sheep for wool and milk. Cows we have done zero research on and have said this in the approved, but not without discussion, and we agreed. Not until we come to a decision with the pigs. A few of the random but probably never actually going to happen approved animals include emus, alpacas, ducks, quail, again, and donkeys. Rounding out the longer-term plans and thinking 5 years out, we have dreamed of building a yurt on the back of our property. Our 12 acres is a perfect rectangle with our tiny home about 50 feet from the road. We are in a mostly cleared 6 acres towards the front and a wooded back 6. The idea is to build one off our small spring towards the back without disrupting the woods as much as possible. We have a lot of old dead oaks that need to be removed, and it will create some space for us to add it. It's more the 5 to 10 year plan, but if we get too far into that, I'll be telling you our plans to leave the US to homestead. It's funny to think a year ago, we were both in execute real retail leadership living in Orlando, Florida, and now living an entirely different life in Missouri. Who knows what can happen in 5. Oh my gosh, China, thank you so much for submitting these dreams. It sounds beautiful, and I am so proud of you. So I will be putting the links to get a hold of China in the show notes, along with everybody that I'm featuring today. So next up is a shorter one. This is from Natalia, and okay, I'm kind of feeling a little bit starstruck because I got this email, not really expecting it, and Natalia is in Denmark, and like, I had no idea that my podcast went that far. So anyways, this is a short one. Hi, I have just discovered your podcast. Love it, and I listened to your last episode, so I wanted to share my homesteading goals with you. For this year, it is permaculture, swale beds, getting hens, and a greenhouse. I'm located in Denmark and excited to hear yours too. So again, I will put her information in the show notes too. We're going to take a little break right here and then I'll get back into more homestead dreams. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Beauty Counter, the non-toxic skincare brand that I've been using for over 2 years now and has absolutely saved my skin. As a homesteader, you put so much thought into your gardening and animal husbandry practices because you know the benefits to your health. But your skin is your largest organ. So when you switch to non-toxic products, you can improve your health even more than what you've already done so far through homesteading. Click the link in the show notes to shop with me. All right, so the next entry is actually an audio entry. This entry is from Andrea and Roman. This is a husband and wife. They are from the Feathers and Flowers podcast. So yes, they do have their own podcast. I will link to that in the show notes. But yeah, here is the recording that they made for me of their big homestead dreams.
Hey guys, it's Roman and Andrea from Feathers and Flowers Homestead of Western North Carolina.
And we're also on Instagram as Feathers and Flowers NC. So today we're talking about our big homestead dreams. So we're going to go big or go home.
Yep. So first of all, we want our own acreage. We want somewhere between 7 and 10 acres. More is fine, but at least 7 to 10 acres.
Yes. Because right now where we're at, nothing wrong with where we're at. We love where we're at, but we rent right now. So ultimately we want to own our own land and we want there to be more of it. So we would love to have a large fenced in garden, so that we can use both raised beds and in-ground beds. Because right now we're only able to use raised beds. So we would love to be able to use both.
Yep, we would like to have a large herb garden. We already used a little bit of the herb garden that we have now. But we would absolutely love to have just a big, large herb garden right outside of the kitchen so that we can go and get fresh herbs for whenever we're cooking.
Yes. Ultimately, we would love our whole garden to be a half acre, maybe more depending on if we're growing like large amounts of crops such as like corn to feed animals through the winter and stuff. But at least like a half acre would be really cool.
Yeah, we definitely have to have an orchard. We love apples. We go to the apple orchard every year. It's a tradition, and it would be awesome for the apple orchard to be right in our backyard. So it's got to have apples, obviously apple trees. I would love to be able to grow some nut trees. I have to be careful because I'm a little allergic to those, but we'll have to be careful with that.
Peaches.
And then peaches, and we'd love to have a huge bunches of blueberries and raspberries and other bush.
Blackberries.
Yep, grapes.
Yes, all kinds of fruit. We would love to be able to grow like all of our produce and of course meats, which we'll get into, on our homestead as well. Like not having to go buy things or running out throughout the winter.
Right. Which we already do some of that now. It's kind of part of our homestead journey so far is, you know, we just try to cross off things that we don't want from the store anymore. But I would love, right now we don't have any permanent fencing or really like actual permanent housing for our animals. So I'd love to have an actual really big barn for, you know, the goats and maybe even like have a little part off for the chickens, you know, be able to have hay storage and feed storage and everything in the barn itself.
Right.
And then I would love to just have permanent fencing for once.
Yes. Like permanent corners done right. Not just T-post held up by trees.
Yep.
But yeah, we would love to have separate like kidding stalls within the barn and a milking area, and then also having run-in sheds in the pastures, so that way we're not having to like put animals in the barn if they're in a separate pasture than the barn, like in a rainstorm or something. But yeah, and then a larger chicken coop with a fenced in chicken yard that's not our yard.
Right. I would love to be able to walk outside barefoot without stepping in chicken doodles.
Yes.
But you know, speaking of animals, we love animals here at Feathers and Flowers. I would love to have a little bit bigger of a herd, but I would like to have the place for the herd for our Nigerian dwarfs. You know, we kind of just started on that journey this year, and I would like to grow the herd, have a nice registered herd of 5 to 10 or more of Nigerian dwarfs.
Yes. And then we'll still obviously do our chickens. We would like to have a few specific breeds like separated to keep like more pure, having a rooster and hens like Marans or Americanas. And then ducks. We'd love to add ducks. Maybe some turkeys. Love to do bees. We would love to eventually have a dairy cow. And then probably a couple Black Angus cows so that we can raise our own beef. And then pigs for the same purpose. Obviously, that'd be pork, though.
At Feathers and Flowers, we really just want to be as self-sufficient as possible. We want to be able to make money off the homestead. And then we also want to be able to offset our costs that we put into our homestead. And then we also want to be able to provide for ourselves as well. You know, whether that's goat milk soap or, you know, selling the actual livestock that we raise, eggs, and, you know, everything that comes along with that.
Right. And last thing, I would love, love, love to have a very, very large flower garden.
Yeah. A giant flower garden would be awesome.
So, yeah, that's our very quick version of our big, big dreams. I'm sure we could talk about this for a long time, though.
Moving on to number 4, I have an entry from Sarah Hashman. She is at Sarah K. Hashman on Instagram. So here we go. Homestead dreams. Hey, Laura, thanks for letting me share my homestead dreams. So for starters, my name is Sarah Hashman. I live in Western Nebraska with my husband. We are farmers growing corn, wheat, dry beans, sunflowers, and some hay. I currently have a small cow herd that I came into the marriage with, but since I married a crop farmer, the place isn't really set up for livestock. So our cows reside about a 25-minute away drive from our house. Not ideal in wintertime and calving season, but we make do. We also live about 20 minutes away from the main hub of the farm. To say we are scattered in the wind is an understatement most days. My first part of the big dream is a home of our own. We currently rent our house for my husband's parents. They're great, but we'd love something where we can accomplish all the things we envision. I'd love for this place to be closer to the main part of the farm for more reasons than we have time for. But as a whole, having everything in one location would give us so much more time to be productive on the farm versus driving back and forth. On this dream property, I'd love to have ample corral space. Alongside my cows, I own a few sheep, so we'd need room for them, as well as all the other animals I'd bring home if we had the space. And of course, a spacious barn attached to the corrals with hydrants and storage rooms inside. It would be so amazing to not have to drive 20 miles away to the cattle in blizzards to check cows every 2 hours during calving. I currently have about 35 chickens now, but I dream of having hundreds, maybe 100 to 150 laying hens. We've raised broilers before and will continue to raise those, and we'll be doing turkeys this year for meat, which means a separate area for all the meat birds too. Oh, of course, room for some peacocks, because why not? Okay, this is a side note. This is me talking, Laura. I want peacocks too. Okay, anyways, back to Sarah. So we need to have a huge chicken coop. I loved having ducks before, but always felt they would do better with their own space away from the dry birds. So probably a shack. For a few ducks and geese, they'd be mostly for entertainment around the farmyard. Diverting from the animal side of things, let's take a walk over to the dream garden area. A larger garden area would be a must. We recycle a lot of things into raised beds currently and have had great success, so would need to have more room to do that. I absolutely would have to have fruit trees scattered around the farmyard. I love picking fresh apples off of the very few apple trees in our region. We'd plant wild plums and choke cherry trees as well. Next to the garden would be our geothermal greenhouse. Okay, another side note. That sounds awesome. Back to Sarah. With our harsh winter climates, this would enable us to grow many things year-round. We could even grow crazy things like oranges and lemon trees inside. We would purchase it from the greenhouse in the snow since they are built right in our hometown of Alliance and are amazing people. I currently sell beef and lamb products direct to customers, everything from individual cuts of meat to halves, wholes of beef and lamb. We also grow a lot of pumpkins and sell them in the fall. And of course, I sell chicken eggs to the community. In a perfect world, I have an on-the-farm store to sell out of. I'd put it at the edge of the property and have it set up for people to be able to enjoy some farm life from a distance. Thank you for this opportunity to manifest our homestead dreams. Hopefully someday everyone's aspirations will be a reality. Thank you, Sarah. That was a beautiful entry as well. I'm just getting a little emotional because all of these dreams from everyone, like, they're all similar kind of, but not. They all have, like, you can tell that there's the very specific things to all the people, but like, it just, we're all the same kind of people, you know? We all have dreams. We all want to be closer to nature. We all want to have happy lives. And I think that's just the same vein that goes throughout all of us. So yes, hopefully all of our aspirations will become a reality. So I'm going to take another break. We have our last entry, and then I will be recording and telling you my big homestead dreams. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by the Grow and Flourish Planner, the garden and homestead planner I developed that goes beyond the farm because it helps you set goals and discover which facets of your homestead life need the most attention and which facets deserve celebrating. In this second edition of my planner, you get over 225 color-coded and seasonal pages of planning, documentation, and introspection. It starts out with a yearly overview, including the Grow and Flourish assessment that helps you prioritize areas of your life like relationships, homestead production, work, health, and more. The planner is then divided and color-coded into the four seasons, with each season having a check-in assessment, a space to consolidate notes from last year, map the garden, plan your plantings, track your seed starting, track soil health and amendments, write down seasonal meals, inventory your seeds, summarize the season, and more. Each season is then broken down into months with summary pages, daily rhythms, weekly planning, day-by-day tracking, harvest tracking, and egg production pages. Each section of the planner is tabbed to keep you organized, and it includes a rip-proof and waterproof cover to keep your dreams and records safe. The planner is also designed for the disc binding system, which allows the planner to grow with you. Whether you want to see only one season at a time, all the seasons together, or even keep last year's notes right alongside so you can compare. This planner is $39, but as a listener of the podcast, you can get 15% off when you use the code PODCAST at checkout. Get yours now with a link in the show notes and be the most prepared you've ever been for next season. All right, so I guess now it's time for my homestead dreams. First thing is something that is probably like the same hope that a lot of people have, and that is to find your dream property. I've mentioned, I think in the past few months, that I do have a feeling that 2024 is going to be the year for my husband and I to find our dream property. Now, I do want to say we are currently on 7 acres, and I know that sounds like a dream for most people, and it is. I understand that. But honestly, though, most of our property is wooded, which is great. It's beautiful. But we don't have the open space that I really want so that I can, you know, raise more animals and have a bigger garden. This property fit our life plan perfectly when we bought it, which was about 5 years ago, but things have changed. As you know, things change. Your life's trajectory, it can go in different directions, and so ours has. So this property is no longer our dream property, but again, I hope that in 2024, we can find it. So besides that, which is a lot of people's dream, the specifics that I have for my dream homestead are I want a much bigger garden. In my head, what makes sense to me is to have a garden that I can organize by the seasons. What makes sense in my head is that I would have beds reserved for spring, summer, fall, winter, and then a rest section. So groupings of five is what I envision in my dream garden. Now, does this have to include every single thing? No, because that would just be massive. So maybe in my dream property, I would have those seasonal beds, the more fresh eating kind of things. I would have that closer to the home, like a quote unquote kitchen garden, you know what I mean? And then maybe elsewhere on the property, I could have other stuff. Now, have I ever grown corn before? No. Have I ever grown pumpkins before? No. This is going to be my first year growing squash. We'll see how it goes. But eventually, I would love to be able to grow those things. Who knows? Maybe I could even get into growing my own beans, growing my own potatoes. Who knows? But in my head, I'm almost envisioning a garden closer to the home that looks really nice, is organized, whatever. And then maybe farther away from the home, the place that I don't have to keep up on as much. Maybe that could be like the preserving garden-ish, if you know what I mean. So those are my dreams for the garden, but I definitely want it to be big enough that way I can experiment. Because as you know, if you listen to this podcast, I like to experiment, I like to try new things and tell you about it. So I know that that is just part of my personality that will never stop. So I want enough space that I can experiment, because right now in my 20 by 20 foot garden, because I'm limited on the sunlight that we have there, I just don't really have the space to experiment And I also don't have the space to rotate through crops, and that's another thing that I would want to do. In my head, with this like 5 sections of garden, I'd be able to rotate through. So that bed section that is empty, you know, that is resting, I'd then be able to put spring into that next time. And so things would just like rotate through in groupings of 5. So hopefully that makes sense. That's my dream garden. I also want to get into more perennial stuff, more. I would love to have berry bushes. I'd love to have an orchard. I would love to have asparagus. Gosh, that is one thing where I know that like if we get on our dream property, even if we're not living there, I'm going to want to get asparagus started as soon as possible because it takes a few years to grow and mature so that you can actually eat from it. So asparagus is something that I definitely want to have. In terms of animals, I don't really envision ourselves getting into a lot of meat production. If you follow me on Instagram, you know that I killed my rooster. I won't go into the details. I'll do that at my April updates episode. But yeah, we killed our rooster. It was the second time we've done that. Is it a hard process? Yes, kind of. We were mad with him and we had been thinking about it, so it wasn't that hard. But what I'm trying to say here is that in terms of meat production, I don't know if my husband and I will ever be able to raise an animal for the purpose of meat. Now, yesterday when we killed our rooster, we were solving a problem. And that's what we took care of. But I just don't know if we will ever be the kind of people who can raise an animal purely for meat. I think it's a beautiful thing, the people that can do that. I just don't know if I necessarily want to. So in terms of animals, if we expand any more, it would probably be just for pets and entertainment. as I said, I interjected into Sarah's dreams. I would love to have peacocks. I have had that dream ever since I was little, just because I think peacocks are beautiful. I've heard, though, that they can be loud and kind of assholes. So who knows if that would actually happen. But the next animal that I would definitely, definitely want to have would be ducks. Not that I necessarily want them for the eggs. I just think they're hilarious. I think they're so cute. And I would also like to have water on our property. So hopefully we'd be able to combine the ducks with that water feature and have some happy ducklings walking around too. In terms of chickens, I would probably want to double my size of flock. So that would make it around 30 or so. Not necessarily because we need that many eggs, because we definitely don't. But I would like to be able to sell more, but I'll get into those kind of selling business-minded homestead dreams at the end. My husband and I, we have toyed around with the idea of goats and or sheep and maybe a couple pigs, but again, just because they're cute, I don't necessarily want to raise our own pigs for meat, like I said, because I just don't think we'd be able to do that. I just think they're cute. And then in terms of dairy animals, we honestly do not drink much milk. I can't drink milk because it does not agree with my stomach. So I really have no desire for a cow. And then doing the goats or the sheep for dairy, I could see that. And maybe in the future, I would be, I don't know, okay with dealing with like the kidding and the having babies and all that stuff. Because I don't know, as of right now, I just can't imagine myself having the time to do that. I don't know. We'll see. But animals are really kind of like the area that we would want to expand the least. So definitely for me, expanding my garden is the top priority for my homestead dreams. Now, that's for the near future. So here's the thing that I have shared with like basically no one. And this is my big, big homestead dream, which turns it into a business somewhat. So I did mention selling eggs. I would love to continue to do that. I would also love to sell our honey. Oh, so that is, I guess, one thing that can go back to livestock, kind of. We currently have beehives on this property. I would love it if it could be big enough that we could have a bigger bee yard. Not that I want to become like a mass, you know, producing honey producer, but I would like to be able to sell it. I would like to have a little farm stand on our property too. Ideally, it would be able to be unattended, kind of honor system. That would be fantastic. But if in the future it did grow into the next thing that I want to say, who knows? Maybe it would be more like an actual store where I would have to be there. We'll just see, have to see where the future takes us. But as you know, if you listen to this podcast, I love salad. I love it. My family knows me for loving salad. They know me for also making really good salads. And I would like to be known as the local kind of salad queen. I would love to be able to offer greens year-round for the community. And I think it would also be super, super cool to offer like dressing kits. Because one of my pet peeves, and I'm sorry in advance if you do this, but one of my pet peeves is when people have a beautiful fresh salad and then they put bottled, like pre-bottled store-bought salad dressing on it. It just blows my mind because salad dressing is so easy to make. It's just that I don't think many people realize how easy it is to make. So I think it would be so cool if I could have like special herb and spice kits ready to go for people to either add their own olive oil, or maybe I could have olive oil and vinegars ready for people to purchase. I don't know. I want to be known as the salad queen, the salad lady. And I even have a list that I have been making for probably the past 3 years or so of different like punny salad names that I would sell. And I don't know. That's what I want to do. But of course, that's way, way far off in the future because I can't even really get greens year-round for myself. So who knows? That would probably involve a hoop house, like a really, really big hoop house, a greenhouse. I'm not sure. But that does remind me, another thing that I'd love to have on our homestead in the future would be a greenhouse attached to the home. That way I could grow things more easily year round, and then I could also have some of those tropical things like, well, not tropical necessarily, but like citrus. I'd love to have lemons and limes of my own. Who knows? So yeah, becoming the salad queen and selling like gourmet salad greens to people, teaching people that salad doesn't have to be just iceberg lettuce with ranch on it. Gosh, I really want to be able to do that for people. So who knows? That is my big, big dream. It might be 5 years, 10 years out. I don't know. As all of us have said in our goals, a lot can happen in 5 years. A lot can happen in 1 year. So I really hope that this episode has just given you inspiration and hope and just kind of an assured feeling that yes, everything can happen. It's going to take time. But as long as you keep thinking about it and dreaming about it and talking about it too, it will happen. So that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening. And I would love it if you would leave a review for the podcast. Next week, I'm going to be doing a deep dive into all of the varieties that I am planting for the 2024 season. So yeah, that is it for today. And I will talk to you next week. Thanks for listening to the Girly Homesteader podcast. If you liked this episode, please make sure to leave a rating and subscribe so you never miss a new episode. I'll talk to you next week, but until then, I hope you grow and flourish in all the ways that make you, you.